Case number 11,109, Dorothy Abbs, north of Route 16, Brock Hill Road, southeast of North Carolina Avenue, being lot 20 within Brock Hill Beach, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Dorothy Abbs, 107 North Carolina Avenue, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
The uniqueness of our property is that I don't know when the house was built. It had to be built years and years and years ago, but it was put too close to the property line. My father bought the property in 63. I don't think there was ever a survey done. I got it off the estate about 25 years ago. I didn't have a survey done either. So I guess I wasn't aware of how close it was. Without the property can't be developed and stripped with the zoning ordinance because the house was originally put too close to the property line and a variance is necessary. And what happened was we had two porches on the front of the house. They were getting old. The wood was getting weak, and they were getting dangerous. So I hired someone to come in and replace those two porches. And when they did, and they tore down the old porches, it became new construction. They were put up exactly where the old porch was. I don't think a variance won't impair use of the property, and it won't be detrimental to public welfare. Yes, it's at least a modification that we can do, and yes, I do feel it's necessary.
Did you hire a builder to do
yes,
the work?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and did the builder obtain the permit?
Yes, he did.
And who is the builder?
It was Tiger Construction, unfortunately. He was out of Cambridge, Maryland, so he wasn't real familiar with Delaware laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can he read? He had a permit.
That's what he told me when I called him on the phone.
He had a permit.
Do you have an address for him? Not necessarily with
I have a phone
you.
Number for him, yes.
Okay.
I do.
If you would, if you provide the office tomorrow or the next day with an address, we'd appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Are there any questions for members of the board? I guess I do have a question. Additional question. I see on the permit sheet that there was an addition made in 1987. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that addition? The patio?
No. At that time, they told us that we could add 25% to the existing building, and that's what we did. It was to the house itself.
In which direction did that go? To the back?
No, it went to the side.
To the side?
Facing the house, it would have been the right side.
Okay. So you made the house wider?
Yes.
Okay. And then what did you do in 1988?
1987.
That was a renewal for that.
A renewal for that
permit.
Same one. Okay, I got you. Okay, and when were the, okay, and the decks, there's no issue. What, do you know when the shed was built?
No, it's been there for a long time.
Okay, so most all the structure was there prior to 1968?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Neighbors, it looks like on this survey, the neighbor's property, as you face your house, the neighbor's property to the left is also very close to the line. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have her here with me.
Okay. Not that that property is in question. I'm just trying to get some feel for the character of the neighborhood.
I believe that my dad did a variance for Snavely's when they had the property, and that's been years ago,
mm-hmm.
so they could expand that way.
Okay. All right. No questions from other members or council? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? There's a one hand.
Yes.
I have a letter from an Alton Coney, a neighbor in favor.
Okay.
I have two letters with me.
Need to give those, please, for the record. A letter from Kevin and Laura Nichols in favor, and Carol and Richard Harbaugh are in favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11110. I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance, and based on the non-conforming portion of it and the new construction, I would say that there's uniqueness she has to the property when you divided it, is correct?
Excuse me?
When you divided it, correct, okay. That there is no possibility of bringing it to be developed with strict conformity with Sussex County zoning ordinance, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and I don't believe the practical difficulty was created by you, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the case. A roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye also for those reasons.
And I vote aye as well for the reasons that were stated. Motion's carried 4-0.